welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, we've certainly been in a teaching mode, and that has been on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have just begun looking at the power gifts, wonder-working faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. And the reason I've taken the time to do this in-depth teaching, if you will, at least covering in a surface way these general areas that the Holy Spirit desires to work in our lives, to see you empowered, to see you move into a new place in God, a new season in the Lord. Will you be, because James says, you have not because you ask not. So we need to start asking for a manifestation of the Lord's presence and power in our lives. And all we have to do is ask. What does the scripture say? Jesus said, if a child asks his father for a piece of bread, will he give him a scorpion or a serpent? Of course he won't. And our Lord wants to give us good gifts. All creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that's not just male, that's male and females, the sons of God, to show that there's a God in heaven. And the purpose of these gifts is to demonstrate supernatural knowledge, power, ability, understanding that cannot be known by the natural. So people will know that it is God revealing himself to them, to their hearts. And this is we need to preach the word with signs following. We get a lot of preaching of the word. I mean, and there's some excellent ministries ministering on television and on radio, sharing the word of the Lord. But what about the gifts? We need both in operation. The word, the gifts never preempt or take a precedence over the word of God. I've shared those cautions on an earlier broadcast. If you ever miss any, just go back and to unveilchrist.org and click on the podcast, and you can rehear any broadcast anytime or listen to one you've missed. So it's very, very important that we have God's power in our lives today. So having said that, let's now begin to look at the power gifts, which are wonder-working faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. And there are four different kinds of faith that we may experience as we walk with the Lord. And I closed yesterday's broadcast by talking about natural faith. Now, natural faith simply believes in the laws of nature. When you pour a glass of water and turn it upside down, that water is going to fall. The law of gravity is going to operate, and it's going to land on the rug or the dirt or wherever you're pouring it, because that is a law of gravity that will not be contramanded until and if the Lord ever decides to change it. And then, of course, another law of physics, that which is in motion tends to remain in motion. That which is at rest tends to remain at rest. These are all natural laws that we all can say amen. We're familiar with them. But then there's another kind of faith called saving faith that Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8 talks about. And if you're a Christian and you've accepted Jesus, you've experienced that kind of saving faith. For the word says there, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. That faith given to every Christian, it comes to us at the time we turn to the Lord. And then, following that, there is what is called general faith, and that's which follows our saving faith experience, and we grow in it day by day. We are changed from glory to glory. We grow from faith to faith. And it's that faith that every Christian exercises in their continuing walk through life and in their relationship with God. Sometimes you say, oh, Sister Glass, I don't know why I have to have so many battles. Well, there's an old song we used to sing, if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. You see, that's why God allows the trials. He doesn't send them, but he allows them because we have an adversary who hates us. He'd do everything. He'd destroy us if he could, except for Jesus. But we have these trials so that we can trust God, we can praise Him through the time of testing, we can know that we have sure deliverance. Those that trust in the Lord shall not be ashamed. And so God's Word declares that this kind of faith grows exceedingly. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So we grow from one degree of faith to another, and this general faith that we use from day to day is also one of the fruit of the Spirit. Think about that. Isn't that, remember, that's listed in the fruit of the Spirit. So that's a part of our normal everyday life. And then there is yet a fourth and another kind of faith called wonder-working faith. And it's a gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's a gift of God that is given to man to bring glory to God. Faith is believing God in simplicity. And I have shared over the years, I at one particular point in my life, I can recall that this was operating in my life. It was in 1984, actually, believe it or not, on Halloween, that Brother Glass had a major heart attack, and he was near death. I was able to drive him to the hospital. As I said, this was Halloween night, and he lay there really for a day or two, and when he asked the doctor, the specialist who'd come in, he said, "Doctor, am I dying? And he just looked at him and he said, "That's what we're trying to prevent." And so his life was really hanging in the balance. There were many people praying. And I remember I went home to our home in Tracy, and I laid on the living room floor, and with everything in me, I mean, Brother Glass was the most, I mean, he was my husband, you know, the only husband I'd ever had. We had a wonderful, wonderful marriage. And I just gave him into God's hands. I said, "Lord," I did as Abraham did with Isaac. And, you know, I was just reading recently another story of a woman who had a child who was desperately ill, just a baby. And nothing, she wasn't getting better, and she was near death. And finally she did that. She just gave that child into God's hand. And miraculously, the doctor had no way to explain it, she started miraculously improving. Sometimes we need to be able to give that most important, cherished thing into God's hand. And so I did that. I said, "Lord, I don't want him to die. I don't want you to take him. But Lord, not my will, but your will be done." And I truly, from my heart, released my husband, Brother Glass. And it was at that point in time that he began to mend. He began to improve. And I would say for a period of about 2 weeks, I walked in the supernatural gift of faith. There were others that were really distraught. They were some even panic-stricken. But I just had such a peace. I had a calm. I knew God was going to raise him up, which in fact he did. And he lived for many years to 1997. But I knew in my heart that was a clear time in my life when I experienced the gift of wonder-working faith, that against all odds, against what the doctor said, he was so close that I knew God was going to restore him, and he did. So it's simply believing God, and I didn't have to work it up. I didn't have to, you know, so often you want something, you're praying for something, you're trying to muster up all the faith you could. Well, this wonder working, I didn't have to. I just knew I had a faith that superseded the general faith that I exercise in my normal life. One author describes this gift of wonder-working faith as a supernatural endowment by the Spirit, whereby that which is uttered or desired by man is or spoken by God shall eventually come to pass. Wonder-working faith is a supernatural element of the very same kind of faith that God himself has. Think of that. And is dropped supernaturally into the heart of any one of his children as the Holy Spirit wills. And there's a definite moment of realization and calm assurance that a wonder, that a miracle will be done by God. And of course, I shared my personal testimony. That's exactly what happened. There was a calm assurance that all was well. So now, what are the characteristics of this wonder-working faith? Well, I'd like to share three with you, three characteristics. First of all, it produces signs and wonders. An example from the early church in Acts the 5th chapter, verse 12, the word says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ." This wonder-working faith is considered the greatest of all power gifts because it can receive a miracle or produce a healing and yet go far beyond even this. And this is an example of the harmony of the gifts of the Spirit working together. Sometimes those lines may not be clearly defined. This great gift, like other gifts of the Spirit, only come into operation through the use of general faith. And it is where the gifts of the Spirit are believed and taught. You see, that's why I'm taking the time that I've done. I've taken a number of broadcasts because I want you to understand that the gifts of the Spirit are available to you. It's when you believe that and when you are taught that it's for you that the gift of faith will operate in greater abundance. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, as I've shared as a gentleman, they're gifts and God will not force them on anyone. Smith Wigglesworth made this comment, "When we come to the end of our own faith, then this wonder-working faith takes over." In other words, the Lord wants us to use what faith we do have before He instantly bestows wonder-working faith upon us. Praise God. Well, we've had a bit of an introduction to wonder-working faith, and tomorrow, because it's important to see the Word backed up by scriptural examples, we're going to do that, and I invite you to join me. Actually, we're going to have to carry this over to next week, but we're just going to carry on as long as the Lord allows and as long as He wills. So thank you so much for listening. I do thank you, UCM Partners, for your prayer support and for your financial gifts. And if some of you, you have never written, you may not be on my monthly letters to receive them as part of my spiritual family. But if the Lord's moving on you to share a prayer request or to send an offering, I do encourage you to obey the Holy Spirit because there's a blessing in obedience. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.